Welcome back to week four of the NFL podcast. Francis Howell North NFL podcast, that is.
Hey guys.
Me and Will, back like we never left.
Let's get in some games, eh?
Eh? So, I was sick all weekend, so I was actually able to catch, like, most of the games.
Yeah.
So, this is going to be one of the first times that, like, I am all in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Thursday night, I mean, two lame teams, but the game wasn't too bad.
The game was really good, actually. I had a fun time watching this.
Mm-hmm. Jags start out strong, and then they kind of choke it.
Yeah, no, they choked it hard.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they had too much distractions off the field. I don't think we can really get into it on a school podcast, but,
I can't believe I put that in the notes, to be honest. About
that. Well, they're
Urban Meyer, you know, we'll see if he remains the coach or not.
Yeah. He might ease in some hot water. But Joe Burrow looked really good.
Tyler Boyd looked good.
Right. Their receiving corps is super good.
Joe Mixon went down, though, didn't he? And now, I don't even remember their backup's name, but he's not too bad, I've heard, so.
Mm. So, that was that game.
You know I already picked him up on waivers.
Right. The Bengals came back to win 24-21. Then you have another game with kind of some lame teams, at least this year. The Titans aren't what we thought they would be so far. They lost to the Jets.
I was so happy when the Titans missed their field goal.
But what is wrong with the Titans? So,
I don't know.
What happened? I mean,
well, this game, they didn't have Julio. They didn't have A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so weird how they got so much better during the offseason, but somehow got worse.
I don't know. Zach Wilson, though, on the other side of the quarter, Zach Wilson looks really,
Zach
really
Wilson
good.
Looks really good. If he, and you can, he's playing, like, all right, even with that O-line and that team. So you know that he's actually, he can play.
Mm-hmm. And we saw last year, Sam Darnold struggled heavily with that team.
Oh, my gosh.
And we see how good he's playing this year with a new team that actually has weapons and good scheming. So if you can, if you get Zach Wilson with the right circumstances, like the right scheme,
like what Sam Darnold has in Carolina. He's not seeing ghosts anymore.
Dude, whew. He could be a star because he's
electric. Like, he's fun to watch. He kind of reminds me of Kyler Murray. Like, he's kind of small. I guess he's not as mobile, but he's like, I don't know. He's the same vibe.
He's just got that big cannon arm.
Yeah.
Then we have Bears Lions. This was just kind of a.
I kind of just put this one in there. First, talk about David Montgomery, who's going to be out for a couple weeks, but he had a giant game before his injury.
And then Fields, although the stats don't really show it, if you watch the game, like, Fields was playing. Like,
he was composed. He
was making plays, and it's really hard to do that with the Bears.
Oh, definitely.
Because, I mean, Matt Nagy sucks.
He needs to go.
Their scheme sucks. They don't really have a line.
Darnell Mooney is one of my favorite
receivers. Him and Allen Robinson, they're just underused.
I picked Darnell. I picked Mooney in both the leagues.
Mm-hmm.
That I had during the draft because I felt this guy was going to be a stud, and he's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Detroit is just Detroiting.
I don't even know.
Every time they have something going for them, you know, the center snaps it off Jared Goff's knee, and it bounces to the other team's D-line, and gets picked off, or, like, something like that. They never really get it clicking.
I feel like I would really like where the Lions are if they didn't have Jared Goff as their quarterback.
Not even that is
because
the problem. Because even with Matthew Stafford, they sucked.
No. But I'm saying their position right now where they have so many draft picks coming up.
Right.
The only thing is I love all the, like, I love how they trade away their team kind of to have all those draft picks. Because they have four first-round picks in the draft this year. I could be wrong. It's a lot.
Yeah, three or four.
And so that's going to be freaking nuts. So if they had a young quarterback or even, like, just one that wasn't so expensive, I would love where they are to have build, like, a new young team.
Right. Then we have Bills Texans.
Jeez.
I'm a little nervous Sunday for the Chiefs.
Not much to say about this game besides the Bills are just
right
terrific.
And last week they just squashed the Dolphins, right?
They have two blowouts in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Or shutouts, I should say. That's nuts.
And their defense looks really, really good as well. Not just their offense scoring 40 points.
And Josh Allen isn't having, like, his big year like he was last year, but he's playing to win games, I feel.
And they established their running game.
And I think week one, honestly, was a fluke for most of the NFL teams in the league.
Right.
Week one was a really weird week. And to see them lose to the Steelers, it's like, what the hell? But now I think they're on track to... Right. Yeah, this Sunday is going
to
be rough.
It'll be interesting. We'll have to see how the Chiefs defense plays. Giants versus the Saints. The Giants pulled off the upset.
This was a cool game.
Right.
I didn't watch this, but I saw a lot of the highlights. This was cool.
Saquon looks pretty good.
I'm so happy for him.
He got back to 100 total yards, 2 touchdowns.
He looks really good,
actually. And he scored the winner in overtime.
He looks really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I think
Saints, man.
Once he starts getting, I mean, he's only really getting 10-ish carries a game. I think once he starts getting more, his rushing volume will go up. But you saw the explosiveness pretty much, like at least in the passing game.
I mean, with those thunder thighs, it's like, how can you not be explosive? Have you seen his thighs?
I think everyone has.
Exactly. So
call him Saquad.
Talk about the Saints, though. If they are trying to compete for that wild card spot, you can't lose to the Giants.
It's not going
to
happen.
You can't lose to the Giants.
Too inconsistent. You can't go and demolish Green Bay and then lose to
But that's like I said, week one was just such a weird fluke in the NFL for so many teams.
Daniel Jones looked really good. Threw for 400 yards.
Danny Dimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had a pick, but, I mean, that's going to happen when you throw 40 passes.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. And the Giants' receiving core isn't bad.
No, they
It's a lot like Cincinnati, where they're very deep.
Yeah.
But they don't have, like, a stud.
Mm-hmm. Now we have Cowboys-Panthers. This was a
I watched game. This game. I turned off the Chiefs game and the Chiefs-Eagles game multiple times to watch this because Chiefs-Eagles was a very fun game to watch.
Right. This, honestly, even though the Panthers lost... It honestly made me more of a believer in the Panthers.
I went to make pancakes during halftime of this game, came back. It was like halfway through the third quarter or like at the end of the third quarter, and Dallas was destroying them. And I was like, what the hell happened? Because the Panthers were up. The Panthers looked really good. And then all of a sudden, Dallas just started destroying them.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have... Their first-round corner, they don't have McCaffrey. So, I mean, they're missing a couple of their key players, and they still only lost by one score to a really, really good Cowboys team.
Yeah.
Dak only threw 22 passes. He had under 200 yards, but he had 4 touchdowns in the air.
I mean, yeah, I guess the Panthers did bring it back at the end, but it did seem like the second half the Cowboys were just in control.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it was.
Like, yeah.
There's no getting around that, but the Panthers still looked good considering the circumstances they were in.
Oh, definitely.
Sam Darnold had 300 yards. He did have 2 picks, but, I mean, some of that is Trayvon Diggs just being a stud.
A lot of people are saying he's a top 4 corner right now.
I don't know. I have to see some more than just jumping the ball.
What is it, 5 interceptions in 4 games now? That's crazy.
Because, I mean, I haven't really done research on his actual coverage. Because back when Marcus Peters used to play for the Chiefs, he would get a lot of interceptions, but he would also get torched every other play because he would try to jump routes.
The ball,
and then
just, yeah, they go
double move just goes right past him. So, I mean, I have to see the coverage stats. But he's playing really good stat-wise. Then Zeke looks... Back to old vintage Zeke.
Definitely.
In the past 2 games.
I love seeing that.
Mm-hmm. I think you needed to trade him. You just needed to trade him off your fantasy team.
Dude, facts. I've just wanted to see him shine.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people are giving me hate for, guess who I got for Zeke?
Eckler.
Austin Eckler, who has...
It's a good pickup.
Who we'll talk about here in a second, had a terrific game.
Mm-hmm.
But on to the next game, Cardinals at Rams. Probably the most explosive game the whole week. I can't believe the Cardinals are 4-0. The only remaining undefeated team in the NFL. All
right. And I think they've kind of fixed some problems that they had last year. Some of that was inconsistency. They'd go in, they'd play a great team like Seattle on the road in prime time, and they'd go in and they'd beat Seattle.
Yeah.
And then the next game they would lose to someone that's a lot worse than the Cardinals team. And I think they've kind of like, they filled some holes, they've built up a better culture there, and they've got more consistent, and you see it.
And a lot of it has to do with the defense just becoming a lot more consistent, like you said, with their play. And what people see this team and they think, oh, it's just Kyler and D-Hop.
D-Hop's done nothing the past 3 weeks.
Their receivers and running backs have been going off. A.J. Green is looking terrific.
Right. Edmonds looks good. Oh, Connor looks good. Rondell Moore looks good. Christian Kirk looks good.
They are good.
Obviously, D-Hop looks good. He's not even been getting the volume you'd think he would, and they're still winning.
And they were at, now that I look back, they were at the perfect position at the beginning of the year because everybody said they were going to come fourth in that division. So they immediately became the underdog, and they used that, and now they're first in the last remaining undefeated team in the NFL. The Rams, on the other side,
they just didn't look good.
Matthew Stafford was struggling.
You know, every quarterback has an off day.
Yeah.
No one's going to be perfect. You know, sometimes they could have got out schemed.
Keep up with Kyler. And like.
Sometimes when you're doing that, you force some throws that you don't want to force. I mean, he didn't play terrible. I mean, 280 yards and two touchdowns is not a bad game.
I don't know. The Rams defense, though, has really been surprising me. I thought that they were going to, and I understand the Cardinals' offense is probably the best in the NFL, but when a lot of people say you have the best defense in the NFL, you can't let them put 37 up on you.
Right. I don't know. I mean, none of the defenses have really been, like, shutdown defenses.
This season has been really fun because a lot of the teams look really even.
Right. Like, everyone besides the Cardinals, like, have lost a game so far.
All the good teams are losing.
Right, all the good teams are losing. They're in close games.
Who would have thought the Chiefs were going to be 2-2?
Exactly, it's good football.
Exactly, it's every single game is a competition. Even like these Bills games.
Right, like the Bills. I mean, you could argue the Bills have the best defense, but they really haven't played a great offense yet.
Exactly.
So it's like in the Steelers, you know, they had almost 30 put up on them by the Packers. I mean, they're great offensively, but if you have a great defense, you need them to slow down a great offense.
And speaking of the Steelers, Green Bay game, gosh, that's our next game up, and this was so hard to watch, man.
It was, dude.
It's so sad, like.
Right. Because Big Ben used to throw the deep ball a lot.
He's such a veteran. Now, like, he's such just, a.
Yeah.
Like, you grew up watching Big Ben, but now he just, to put it, respectfully, he stinks.
Right.
He stinks.
Like, his whole game used to be, like, push the ball down the field. Like, he's such a big guy, he can buy his own time in the pocket from his size. And then
that O-line is just so trash.
Just launch the ball down the field to Antonio Brown. Now they're just wasting all the talent they have. I mean, they need to fix their O-line
and
get a quarterback.
I might hate every single person on the Steelers offense besides Najee Harris. Like, just strongly dislike all of them.
I agree.
Besides Najee Harris. But, I mean, if you're a Najee Harris owner in fantasy, you're loving this.
Right.
Because all Big Ben does is throw the check down to Najee Harris and gets a free PPR point.
Then on the other side, Green Bay looked, I mean, they look good.
They look really good.
I mean, scoring 27 on quote unquote top five defense.
Yeah.
That's a win. I mean, you'll take that. Aaron Rodgers had a couple touchdowns.
They looked really in control of this game the whole time.
And they were moving the ball on the ground, too. A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones both had pretty solid days.
Yeah.
Now, Sunday night, Bucks-Patriots.
I was so disappointed with this game.
I was so disappointed.
I thought so highly. I thought this game was going to be such a cool game to watch.
It was going to be Brady versus Belichick. I mean, we now and then we got Brady versus the rain. It's not really what
it was. Oh,
really what it led up to.
Brady looked scared.
Right.
Like he looked, he did not look like the normal Tom Brady you see.
And I mean, just on the stat sheet, this doesn't show who actually outplayed each other, but Tom Brady threw for 270 yards, no touchdowns, and Mac Jones threw for 275 yards and two touchdowns.
And interception.
And one interception. So that's just what the stat sheet shows.
Well, what ticks me off is everybody's like, oh, dude, Brady gets Belichick. This is all Brady. Brady controlled this game. I'm like, dude, they doinked a field goal. You were like a foot off losing this game.
Right. Well, even if they made it, I mean, Brady gets the ball with
40 seconds, but you have to think in that rain, and he hasn't been playing good the whole night.
Yeah, I would never count Brady out no matter what, though, even if he only has 40 seconds. I mean, we saw it.
I mean, that's true. He is the GOAT. Other week.
Aaron Rodgers did it in 37.
He is the GOAT.
But, yeah, I would have gone for it if I was Belichick. I wouldn't.
Oh, definitely.
I would not have kicked that in the rain.
I would have as well.
But, you know, it is what it is. Now, Monday night, we had a really good game. Now, this is who I think is the best defense in the NFL, is the Chargers.
Yeah.
They've shut down anyone.
I probably wouldn't put them at the best, but they're
playing
so good.
Right.
Derwin James. Oh, my gosh. That kid is a stud.
Mm-hmm. Herbert didn't really throw for that many yards, but, I mean, he got the job done. He got three touchdowns. Eckler had a great night. He had about 150 total yards and two total touchdowns.
Let me put this into perspective for you. I was down 45 before Monday on my fantasy team. The only players I had were Eckler and Herbert. And I won by 10.
They got it done.
But when Eckler, oh my gosh, when Eckler, he got hurt on like the second, mm-hmm. on like the first drive.
Yeah.
He went for like a 25-yard run and then was pulling on his hamstring, went off, they pulled up the blue tent. I was like, Eckler, please don't do this to me. But then next drive, he was out electric, and I was just like, thank God. And I ended up winning the week.
First win of the season? Or?
For that league, yeah. Man, that league's whole bunch of nobodies. Happens.
I mean, you're what, 1-3 against a bunch of nobodies?
What'd you say? Anywho.
Right.
So on the Raiders side, people don't talk about Hunter Renfro enough.
He's the GOAT.
He, first off, that prevention on the fake punt was one of like the, that does not get enough recognition. Right. That That's was one of the a best high IQ plays,
I've ever seen. It's best safety in the league.
Facts.
I mean, the punter did take his sweet little time throwing that, but
yeah, and the receiver probably had no idea that he was even coming,
right?
So he didn't try to protect the ball at all. But it was such a good play to start, like mm-hmm. running down there before the ball was even snapped, because he saw him wide open. Anybody would throw it to him.
You'd rather get pinned deep than get a touchdown thrown on you.
Yeah,
but I mean, the Raiders are stupid for even not having someone on that guy.
I was really confused by that.
It's a very
well.
Raiders thing to do. I mean, it's probably just a miscommunication.
Somehow obviously it worked, though.
Did work. I mean, yeah, the Raiders just didn't look good.
I mean, it was weird to see SoFi packed with more Raiders fan than there was Chargers fans, too.
I mean, speak for yourself. It's not weird to see a Chargers stadium filled with not Chargers fans.
Okay, but it's just so, like, I don't know. Like, I get that Raiders fans are crazy, and also there's not that many Chargers fans.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're playing at home, I mean, they were getting – it looked like there was 90% Raiders fans, 10% Chargers fans.
It probably was.
There was no, – like, I mean, it was just a field of black.
Nobody is a Chargers fan in L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all
– Rams.
Rams dudes or Lakers fans.
Yeah.
Most of them just don't even
– NFL like football, isn't that, yeah. Right.
Well, that about wraps up for the games this week. Now we'll go to our primetime picks. I'm currently winning 5-3.
I don't know about you, but we are bad at this.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty bad at this.
I keep picking underdogs because, like, I always feel like I need to pick underdogs, and then I lose, and it's just bad. I've been wrong, like, every single pick. But we're going to turn that around.
Right. So, Seahawks-Rams, who do you got?
I have the Seahawks.
You have the Seahawks. I'm going to pick the Rams. I think they're going to come out fired up. I mean, the Seahawks, we're really getting torn up by Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'll be honest, I don't really know why I picked the Seahawks here, but I feel like they got that big win against the Niners last week, so they have some momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is going to be a Tyler Lockett week.
Probably.
Because he's been gone for 2 weeks now, pretty much, not that much mm-hmm. on the stat board. And I think Jalen Ramsey against DK, always an amazing matchup.
Right.
So then Tyler Lockett's going to be...
I could definitely see that. I think this game will be
Russ is going to be closer than you think. Life,
right. I think it'll be closer than you think, but I think Russ can keep him in the game.
It's all going to depend on how much Russ can get out of that D-line.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So, second game, Chiefs versus Bills.
Chiefs.
I have to take Chiefs.
I'll be at the game, so if I don't take Chiefs, this is just criminal.
Right. If I don't take Chiefs, I'm not a real fan.
Exactly.
Went out.
Even though
who's really going to win, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs' defense looks terrible. They look like awful.
One of the worst in the NFL easily.
They let the Eagles score 30 on them. That's all I have to say.
That's not okay. That can't happen.
Their offense, obviously, it's great. As
the Chiefs'
usual.
Defense always starts out slow at the beginning of the year, though.
Yeah,
and starts to get better and better. But it looks really bad.
Yeah. Mahomes is going to have a game to keep him in this.
Definitely.
Now, Colts Ravens Monday night. I'm going Ravens all the way.
I'm going Ravens.
Ravens are hot.
Colts are the opposite of hot.
Yeah. Colts, they're just nobody is really healthy. Nobody's really a weapon. Wentz, he just looks
I thought they were going to be so much better.
Right. I don't know. Give him time, but I think at the end of the season, if Wentz still really hasn't done much, maybe it's time to think about finding a replacement.
I feel like it would be such a Ravens move, though, to lose this game.
It definitely would. And the Colts defense is not terrible. It's not awful.
But as we say that, I still don't like Carson Wentz on a Monday Night Football game.
Yeah. Guess time will tell. Still got the Ravens.
I got the Ravens as well.
So,
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for watching. Hopefully we'll see you again next week for week 5.
Yep. See ya.
See ya.